Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This message is titled, God's Message for Rulers and Judges. Down through the ages, human rulers have often tended to develop a God complex. It's an expression of human depravity. People like to play God. For those in authority, the temptation is strong to overreach and abuse their position. It often goes to their head. For this reason, I am consistently an advocate for small government. The larger the government, the more abusive it tends to become. As the old saying goes, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But the real God, the God of the Bible, has a way of putting things in perspective. He has a message for the rulers and judges of this world. Isaiah 40, 23 and 24 says, He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless. Scarcely shall they be planted. Scarcely shall they be sown. Scarcely shall their stock take root in the earth. When he will also blow upon them, and they will wither, and the whirlwind will take them away like stubble. In view here are two classes of earthly authorities, one political and the other judicial. These are the decision makers in the world, who for a brief time appear to wield great power. Princes refers to rulers denoting the highest of human authority. These princes, who think they are so high and mighty, God brings to nothing. That is non-existence in terms of their ruling position. Their tenure is short-lived. God brings the princes to nothing. A judge makes judgment calls regarding law and justice. Positions of authority often breed arrogance. It's hard to be humble when you're in an exalted position. Judges seemingly wield great power, but then God reduces them to useless. The Hebrew word tohu, translated here as useless, is translated as without form in Genesis 1:2. God brings all their decisions to confusion and disorder. In other words, it all comes to nothing. God alone is supreme judge. He is a creator of all. He is a judge of all. Note the word scarcely. They barely get started and God blows upon them. They wither and are blown away like stubble. None can resist the withering breath of God. When God blows upon people, they are blown away. See Isaiah 40, 6-8. None can resist. Caesar Augusta was here, and then poof, he was gone. Queen Mary, that is Bloody Mary, was on the scene, and then poof, she was gone. Vladimir Lenin, poof, and he was gone. Mussolini, poof, and he was gone. Idi Amin, poof, and gone. Saddam Hussein, poof, and gone. Osama bin Laden, poof, and gone. Name who you will. All the great figures in the Bible, Haman, Herod the Great, the Pharaohs, Nebuchadnezzar, Antiochus Epiphanes, poof, and they are all gone. Do you know what all these notorious, powerful leaders have in common? They scarcely took root, and God blew upon them, and they were gone. They are all gone already. Not one remains. And the so-called great leaders of our day are about to have the breath of the Lord blow upon them, and they too will be gone. Their time is scarcely here, and poof, it's over. Don't overfret the despots. Their time is short. Scarcely defines them. Psalm 2, 10-12 says, Now therefore be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Lord, we thank you that you're sovereign over all the rulers of the earth. And Lord, we pray that many of them would hear the message and take heed, kiss the Son, lest he be angry and we perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Indeed, blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Lord, we thank you that you're sovereign. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.